Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in downtown Door. Actually, we're just a little south of Door, if you could be. It's not a huge town, but we're on 18th Street at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, and there's a chicken barbecue going on here, and we are helping raise money for Operation Injured Soldier. If you don't know what that is, Operation Injured Soldiers aids in the physical and mental rehab of our wounded heroes by fulfilling their dreams. Kind of a cool deal, man. They raise funds to provide disabled soldiers with hunting, fishing, camping trips, along with many other outdoor recreational activities. This is just a fantastic organization, man. This is right up the Grilling Guy's alley. Bob and I are big hunters, big fishermen. We love the outdoors, and you know, we salute the military. They allow us our freedoms to keep this stuff free and allow us to do this at will. And you know what? It's just a great thing. All these guys are grillers. It's such a great fit. And once in a while, they might even have a cold Arcadia ale. So we're the Grilling Guys. We're proud to be affiliated with this. I'm Jop, and he's Bob.
Hey, welcome back to the show, and thanks for tuning in to 107.3 WBBL. We are indoor, and it's a gorgeous day for barbecue. We've got a very cool couple smokers out there. We got some real Texas barbecue boys out there throwing out some chicken that's going to be really good. They're doing Texas beans. I mean, it smells so good, I don't think we can make it through this show because the wind is wafting that smoke our way, and man, you talk about erotica. That is barbecue erotica right
there. Yes, it is.
Right now we've got Donald Bricker, and he's a veteran, and he's also disabled, but not as a vet. But either way, you're totally qualified to take any of these trips, and you've actually taken a trip with these guys. Welcome to the show, Donald. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invite. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, well, and you brought your beautiful mascot with you. What's her name?
Her name's Anna Marie.
Anna Marie. He's got a beautiful black mixed lab that's your companion and guides you along. And it's so great that we can train these dogs to help out folks that have had accidents or suffered a loss. And she's got to be, she's obviously your best aide right now.
Yep, she's, I call her my significant other.
Well, she's pretty. You got good choice in women.
And she minds well.
Yeah, you don't even touch it. So you took a trip with these fellas. Choppy. You took a trip with these fellas. What'd you do?
I went on the muskie meet last August, and we went fishing out on Lake St. Clair.
There's a beautiful body of water right there.
It was a little choppy that day, but it's a pretty good trip.
Did you do any chumming?
No.
That's good. Joppy's a chummer.
That's right. You don't want me on big water.
He's a riverboat boy.
Yeah.
That's nice. So what's your impression of Operation Injured Soldier?
I could not have done something like that without Operation Injured Soldier. They lined up all the boats to do this with for the guys that came out there, and actually the overnight stay and accommodations for that. And so, and if I had caught fish, I couldn't have cleaned them myself. So, you know, I'm very dependent on somebody else doing things for me.
Especially a muskie, that takes about five hands.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, well, Donald, thank you. You're a great representative of the organization and what it does for people. Guys, gals, get out here, support this thing, because what they're doing is all of the funds, 100% of the funds, there's no overhead in this organization. The people that run it are completely voluntary, and what they do is they pay for hunting trips, they pay for fishing trips, much like the one Donald took, to be able to take these soldiers and veterans that are unable to do this themselves, get them out in the field, get them hunting, get them fishing, get them out and enjoying the great outdoors. And it's all about a wonderful, wonderful experience for these guys.
Yes. Also, we'd like to take a minute here and talk to retired, First Sergeant? Okay, First Sergeant Thomas Lindsley. Thanks again, Thomas, for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
I really appreciate your inviting us out here and your heart for what you do for all these guys. I know you're retired. You were about 25 years Army?
22. Yep.
22. Yep. And you spend an awful lot of time now helping out all the vets. And you know, I look around here, I see Vietnam vets. I see this isn't just for guys just coming back, is it?
This is pan veteran.
Yeah.
Any veteran that can walk, we want them here. Every veteran in the country isn't eligible to take advantage of these awesome trips. Yeah. Everyone.
That's well, in excellent. Fact, you don't even need to have to walk. I mean, you're helping veterans of any capability whatsoever. That's the cool part about your organization is you're getting these guys and gals out into the field, experiencing the hunting and the fishing and the variety of things that you're doing. It's fantastic.
Good point, Randy. In fact, the disabled vet gets priority on all of our trips. Registered disabled veterans are first on the list for our invitations. And at the end of a trip cycle, before it occurs, so no trips go unseated with empty seats, we open it up to any veteran. So the disabled gets priority, but any vet can play at the end of a trip to fill them all in. That's the best part of this. Any veteran can play now. Any.
Well, we've met some great vets. We got one here from the 25th. I want that hat before we leave here. So we're going to serve up some good chicken. We've got a silent auction going on inside, yep. And we're at St. Peter's Lutheran Church indoor. Just hang a south as soon as you get in the door and come on out. It's the biggest church in town, big parking lot. If you can't find it, just look for the smoke because it's a smoke machine out there right now. And, again, $7 for adults. How much for kids?
Free.
Man.
Vets eat for free.
You just.
Active duty free.
Kids eat for three. Vets eat for free.
Yeah.
Another rap song coming.
Yep, I smell it coming. Yeah, well, Tom, thanks so much for joining us. This is a great organization. We're proud to be part of it and help you guys out today. Coming up a little bit later this month, we have our grilling club, Bob, and we're going to go down to the Old World Olive Press. The grilling guys are going urban, man. We're going to smoke up Monroe Center. Right downtown on the corner of Monroe Center and Ottawa Avenue is the Old World Olive Press. It's on July the 18th. We're going to be down there from like 5:30 to 8:30, and all of our listeners are welcome. This is a free event. We're going to have a lot of meat on the smoker. We're going to eat in a little bit, sharing techniques and equipment, and we're going urban for the first time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's kind of a rare Saturday because this is the first Saturday in quite a while I haven't gotten a text from Chaz.
Yeah.
I got one last night.
Oh, okay.
Chaz, the brewer from Schmoe's Brewery, another fine sponsor of ours. And Chaz sent me a question mark, Monroe Center, Blues on the Mall, question mark, question mark. Yeah, we're doing it on Monroe Center, the night of Blues on the Mall. So you can go to the Grilling Club and then go check out some great blues. It's a perfect combination.
Yeah, this one could blow out the top right now because
so.
There's a lot of people that will already be down there, and maybe we'll cross-pollinate a little bit. We got to make sure we bring enough meat. It'll be a lot of fun, but we'll be throwing brats and chicken and ribs and everything on the grill down there. So join us on July 18th, downtown Grand Rapids on Monroe Center. Coming up next, we're going to go out to Topeka, Kansas area and see our friend Chris Marks from the Ace of Hearts Barbecue Specialties Company. We broke down this thing called a healthy bacon explosion before. We're going to do it again because it's worth the time. It is a great holiday of item that you can put on your grill. You kind of set it, forget it for a couple hours. And Chris, the barbecue champion, is going to build it down for us. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.